DeMello.
Coast FM.
I want candy.
It is a little bit of that, isn't it?
I can't help it. Every time I hear it, there's something to it.
Mm.
Maybe there's other inspiration. I don't want to start any lawsuits. I don't want to be the one that, you know, gets the Jonas Brothers in trouble with whoever it was that wrote that song. But, you know what I'm saying? There's similarities.
Yeah.
But then that's kind of what music's all about, isn't it? I find it weird the amount of people that get in trouble for, you know, sounding like other songs. It's like pretty much every song gets inspiration from another song somewhere.
Is there even new tunes anymore? I don't know.
Well, who can say? Well, there are lawyers out there that will argue that point. Yeah. Anyway, it's Nikki and DeMello on the coast as the lights dim.
I think we just got struck by lightning.
I normally wake up to an alarm. Not this morning.
Really?
No. There was thunder and lightning at about just before 3:30.
It was craziness.
Jesus. I had to go and shut windows and stuff. And yesterday, hail. I can't believe it was like almost 30 degrees and about 1 o'clock yesterday afternoon.
What is this
frozen stuff falling from the sky?
Yeah. I was on the freeway as that blasted in, and that was terrifying. Trying to drive. I couldn't see the lights. I was like, oh, my goodness.
So, look, today could have some more of this end of times kind of weather going on. But the good news is the long weekend's looking reasonable at this stage. And it is a long weekend. It is double demerits. They kick in at midnight tonight. Mandurah Forum, as always, is a good spot, but especially these weekends. Mm. Last weekend for Heat 1, this weekend for Heat 2 of Coast Factor, where we showcase the region's 11 to 17-year-old singing talent competing for big cash and prize action.
Yeah, awesome prize. First prize, $1,000 to spend at Mandurah Forum. Plus, you get time in the recording studio, you get your music mastered, sent out to everyone, and you get a live performance.
That's right. One of the finalists from last week was Liz.
Lullaby of Birdland, that's what I always hear when you sigh. Never in my wordland could there be ways to reveal in a phrase how I feel.
Now, I think you've still got an option to sign yourself up if you want to be a part of Heat 2.
I would do it like right this second.
Wouldn't muck about though, yeah. Coastlive.com.au, check out the prizes you could be enjoying. And Heat 2 is 10:30 on Saturday morning. It kicks off near the food court.
Get down there.
Now, there's also on Saturday an AFL pre-season game, part of the Marsh Community Series, where Frio take on Carlton at David Gray's Arena. You can get tickets from Ticketmaster. And hire a hubby, you're doing a barbecue as well, which is raising funds for the Prostate Cancer Foundation of Australia. So load up on snags, obviously. And also... You could load up on hubbies if you want to.
Sure.
If you've got the patience. I don't think...
Yeah, who would want to do that?
There'd be not that many people that'd be keen. Anyway, also this weekend, Clean Up Australia Day is happening March 1, that's Sunday.
Woo! That's a good day.
There are a lot of activities going on. If you check, there's actually an interactive map on the cleanup.org.au website
see
all the ones that are on around us.
Yep.
See how you can get involved. Despite what you might think from their appearance, your average wombat can actually run as fast as Usain Bolt.
Yes, they're quick little buggers, aren't they?
They all run about 40 k's an hour.
Yeah.
Or if you want to put it another way, despite appearances, Usain Bolt could only run as fast as your average wombat. Although that's it.
He's not that fast. He's only as fast as like a wombat.
Yeah, that's right. They don't do the lightning bolt, though, after a successful sprint, to be fair.
That'd be impressive if they did.
It would. And I'm told they're pretty average at long jump, too.
97.3, Coast FM. The Coast Feed.
And here she is, the entertainment echidna, Nikki Parkinson.
Taylor Swift's The Man music video is set to be released tonight, and fans think she might have filmed it at Kim Kardashian and Kanye West's house.
What?
Or a replica. Look, she's either trying to make it look like their place or it actually is their place.
Right.
She announced the video while tweeting a picture of a long beige-coloured hallway with several multicoloured arms poking out of it. And her caption for it is, "There are 19 hands in the hallway, but only 2 days until the Man music video."
Why?
I know. Riddles.
Riddles and stuff.
We should just use her tweets as our riddles, shouldn't we?
She's an enigma.
The hallway resembles one in Kimye's residence. They posted a photo of it early this month.
Right.
It looks like... It's nuts. It looks like a museum. Anyway, so, and it was also Swift was 19 when Kanye interrupted her at the 2019 VMAs. So that's why there's 19 hands poking out of the hallway.
Oh, man.
Oh, look, it's very confusing. We'll have to wait until the music video drops tonight.
So many Easter eggs.
I know. We'll have to wait and see what she's done with that. Now, Macaulay Culkin has joined the cast of American Horror Story. He's back doing stuff.
Right.
He will appear in the 10th season of the show. It will also see the return of Kathy Bates, Evan Peters and Sarah Paulson. Expected out in spring sometime.
Okay.
Now, JT has teamed up with SZA for a brand spanking new song called The Other Side. This is the first single off the Trolls World Tour soundtrack.
I like it. Sounds like JT.
Love it.
It's good.
It's good, hey. Trolls World Tour is out on April 17 and the soundtrack is out March 13. And Harry Styles has teased a collaboration with Lizzo in a recent interview. They've been covering each other's songs over the past few weeks, talking about each other nonstop, and he just could not stop talking her up in this interview.
I just think she's amazing. I think she's such a great artist. I think if as a fan, what you want artists to be is themselves, and I think she's someone who is just herself, and she makes amazing music, and it's really feel good, and I think that's what a lot of people need right now.
Yeah.
And I think she's great.
We get a collaboration, maybe?
Maybe.
Oh, we hope so.
They interview him at a shopping centre or something? It's
I think it was today. It was one of those live interviews. He may have performed as well, but yeah, look, they were going wild for him.
Nikki and Demello, back tomorrow from 6.
97.3, Coast FM.